You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Always Aggravated, a Mike Valenti signature podcast.
So this week on Always Aggravated, the band is back together, and what started as a conversation about how big a loser David is watching the combine and really the unwatchable, unimportant sporting events that we do watch turns into, well, A, finding out that Sully is actually dead inside, and B, the single greatest part of having this job and how we use it to get out of things. We'll explain. It's all next on Always Aggravated. All right, so at the time of taping, this is a very exciting time for our program. I mean, David. Hatch, you took your Saturday night, and you ignored your wife.
Yes.
You forced your children to watch a certain television program, and it wasn't the Michael Jackson thing everyone was talking about this weekend. No. Well, I'm just saying that was a very important documentary for a lot of people. No, David didn't do that.
Right.
David didn't sit his kids down and then watch something that was like nominated for an Oscar. No. David, on a Saturday night in prime time, watched the NFL Combine.
Yes.
Okay, we said this on the regular show, you're a loser. That's been established. But now it's the important part. We're going to see how this evening went. And then we have a list of what we deem to be not worth your time sporting events. Things that I cannot in any way objectively justify watching, whether you're a loser or a winner. So I think what everyone wants to know is take me back to Saturday night.
Okay, Saturday night. Here was my Saturday.
All right.
I sat down.
What time?
I sat down about 6:30, started preparing, ordering pizza. Had to order my pizza for this night.
What was on it?
I just had regular pepperoni because the kids were eating with me, so I just kept it simple.
Do you ever find that the kids are a real pain in the ass to what you actually want on your pizza?
Not really.
No?
Not really. No, I like to keep it simple anyway. You all know me.
Sadly, that's a complaint I've heard from friends who have children. They haven't eaten the pizza they've enjoyed in years, i.e. since children. Because the kids, there's no combination of toppings that are acceptable.
Yeah, the kids don't like this, like that.
Kids really don't like mushrooms, they don't like sausage,
right, green pepper, anchovies, forget about it. And basically, and I know we're way off path here, but I'm fascinated. you are then back into a world where there's only two pizzas. Cheese
or pepperoni.
Yes. That is not a world I want to live in. All right, we're back. Go ahead.
I kept it simple with pepperoni. They do like green peppers, but I didn't go there Saturday.
All right.
Order that.
What was the beverage?
Just Red Pop. Red Pop.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my favorite when I'm indulging.
For those that are not in Detroit, Faygo represents one of the sweeter pop elixirs or soda elixirs on the planet.
Strawberry soda.
Yeah, and when I say it is sweet, it is.
Uh-oh. It's very sweet.
It is so sweet.
Yeah.
All right, so David was sitting down with a very light meal, as we can see.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Got the popcorn ready.
You had popcorn?
My oldest likes to pop the popcorn just to get the kernels and pop it, so we did that. And 8 o'clock was coming around.
That's right. Where was your wife?
She was studying. She was doing some homework.
Oh, I thought it was divorce papers.
No, no, she was doing her homework, so it worked out pretty good. She has stuff to do.
Honey, why are you reading How Do I Leave My Husband in 10 Easy Steps?
Legal brief.
Yeah, legal brief. All right. She was studying. You've got the kids. You're settled in.
Mm-hmm. I'm settled in, and the combine intro comes on my television, and I am excited. I am excited because DK Metcalf is going to run tonight. Paris Campbell is going to run tonight.
How did you explain this to your children? How old are your sons?
They are 8-6.
These poor children.
You're right. It is poor children because I thought that they would get it. They are into football. They are into sports. And I thought, you know, they say they want to play in the NFL, but they did not quite understand this yet. They wondered why I was watching guys in shorts run up and down the field for no reason at the time.
And did you have the heart to tell them the truth?
I did not have the heart to tell them the truth.
Daddy's a loser.
I told them that I was looking out for their future, what they might do.
Dad's a deadbeat. All right, go ahead. Carry on.
So I'm getting ready.
Take us through it, yeah.
Getting ready to watch DK Metcalf run, watching Paris Campbell. Then I notice that there are other quarterbacks than just the Ohio State quarterback to run or to pass.
Dwayne Haskins.
There is Ryan Finley. I'm looking forward to see him run. I'm looking forward to see him in the quarterback drills.
Oh, my God. You poor thing.
I am also looking forward to seeing there's this big quarterback. He ran a 4.6. I cannot think of his name right now.
Sure as hell wasn't Dwayne Haskins.
But he's being asked to actually work out as a tight end as well. I was excited to watch all of this happen.
When did you lose the kids? When did the kids basically look into your eyes and say, Dad, please, please?
8:04.
Yeah. Combine starts at 8. David is sitting there in a wife beater, sauce on his chest.
Yeah.
At what point did the kids look at you and you knew you had lost them?
Roberto's correct. It was about 8:05.
Wow. Oh, no. What did you do?
Yeah, because the pizza arrived before 8. So once they're done eating, they don't care anymore.
You did it right, though, by the way. Just a big thing is I know we have March Madness parties started and different things. Don't wait until the event starts to order your pizza.
Right.
You have to pregame it. You have to order ahead of time. You got to have the pizzas arrive at the appropriate time.
Uh-huh.
Good on you for doing that. I think a lot of people are just idiots in that regard.
When I look back at it, though, I wish I would have waited because I wanted the kids to at least see 10 minutes of the combine.
You lost them right away. Where did they go?
They didn't care. They went to their room. My youngest birthday was last week. He got a new basketball rim to hook up to his door.
At what point did he start banging his head off of the basketball rim, screaming, Daddy doesn't love me?
He was very close to it because he asked me a ton of times to come in there and play, and I just did not move.
Wait.
I was a horrible dad.
His birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You buy him a new basketball hoop. Dad, come shoot some hoops with your son. Come shoot some hoops. At no point did you look in the mirror and go, wait a minute. I am, 33. You're 33 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You're a leader of a church. You're a father of two kids. By all accounts, because we only get your side of it, you have a very happy marriage. You said, no, son, I can't. Dad's busy with the combine.
Well, Mike, I felt bad.
You should.
Because I didn't just quite give him the excuse that, you know, I'm just watching the combine. I told him, I'm doing this for work.
Oh, you can't. Now, time out. Hold on. Now, this is a dirty secret in this industry. Let's not kid ourselves. And I'm guilty as anybody. I mean, come on. But, like, think about this. We've all used that at some point. We have the ultimate trump card that most guys would cut off a nut to have.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go to Donna's baby shower. I got USC Notre Dame for work.
Yep.
You know how many things? Now, listen, I'm a sicko, so I watch a lot of things I don't need to watch. But I have used the excuse very well over the years. I can get out of most things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can't be a Tuesday night, you know, Wings, Blue Jackets in November.
Right.
But I'll tell you when I use it the most. Because these ding-dongs who want to go out and get married or do these goofy events in the fall. College football, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
NFL football, Sunday. I have the best wife in the world. She already knows. My no rate on things in the fall is about 90%.
Mm-hmm.
It better be something to the equivalent of like the royal wedding to get me to break that routine in the fall. Now, I've used it, but here's my question. Hold on. Sully, you're in your mid-20s. You're just in a serious relationship now. Have you lowered the boom on Mrs. Sullivan with that excuse?
I've said that. Very often, yeah. No, and we've gotten into certain arguments about it before.
Take us into it.
Well, and you said during football season is when it really happens.
See, I'm here for all of this. We'll get back to David in a minute. Go ahead.
During football season, it happens a lot because I will say yeah, you know, hey, I'm not doing something on a Sunday. I'm not going to the cider mill, or I'm not going shopping, or I'm not. I can't do that. I'm just going to watch football.
Okay, now go ahead.
Generally, she'll like to watch the local teams, but when I use it about a Saints Rams game or something like that, that's when it'll get interesting.
Well, take me through it. Role play.
She's great. She's always great about it. But there's times where
take me into a fight
where she will say, you know, come on, what are you just going to sit and watch football? Let's go do something.
Yes. And what's your response?
I said, yeah. Hey, you know, I have to. I got to make sure I'm watching all this for the show so we can talk about this stuff. No. Honestly. And I said, I'll even go as far to say, hey, you know what? This is how I make money. This is how I get a paycheck watching stuff.
Oh, shit.
But I don't think you could say, I think even wives and girlfriends who said, oh, I got to watch the combine, they'd even be like, hey, cut the shit already.
Hey, listen, Jack. Yeah. Come on now. I got to draw a line in the sand. Hold on.
You got to use the livelihood word, too, though. This is my livelihood. This is what I do.
Oh, man. You know,
if I slack off and don't watch this stuff, yeah. I'm not going to be able to.
You like going to those restaurants?
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to take you out to dinner.
I can't wait till Sully breaks that one up. Oh, you like the trip we went on?
All right, a quick break just to talk about our launch sponsor. It's the D Las Vegas. You're looking to get away, relax, have a good time. D Las Vegas has everything you need. I mean, hell, we're there every March for March Madness. And as I've said before, there ain't no better setup. On the strip, off the strip, it don't matter. Go to the D, go to that chalet upstairs. It ain't nothing better. Bottom line, next time you go to Vegas, check out thed.com. Completely renovated. Downtown is not what you remember. Hell of a lot of new places. It's a damn good time. There's really no other way to put it. And again, the D has everything you need. You're not going to spend a ton of money on the room. Take that money and go do fun things with it. Do what Sully does. Make a bunch of losing basketball bets. Or for Sully, fall asleep on the horse racing machine on the second floor vintage casino. The bottom line, the D's got it all. They got the sports book. They got the long bar. They got it all. Check it out. TheD.com to book your stay today. It's TheD.com, the D Las Vegas. And as you know, it is your home for Detroit sports in Vegas.
Now, here's the best part. Now, Mike. You probably broke that out a little early. Mid-20s, I don't know if you got the cachet for that. Now, David and I are dead. We're in our 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the one I'm interested in. Roberto, right over there. The guy who sits on his computer all day and buys vinyl. Have you ever used this gig as an out to a social
No, event? I can't because, like, you know.
You don't know shit about sports.
Right. So my thing is this. I can't say to my wife, I'd be like, listen, I can't go out tonight. I gotta, you know, I got some records I have to clean.
No.
that ain't gonna work.
Time out. What if you tried this? Because we both know your wife doesn't listen to the pod, doesn't support the show in any way, shape, or form. What if you tried it? What if Saturday night she wants to go out and do something? You said, honey, listen, it's a new thing. I'm gonna be getting more involved with the show. I got Michigan State at Breslin Center.
Well, that's a big one. I think that's one where you can't. I don't think anybody could say.
But could you play the card knowing you don't have to watch it, but you know you don't want to go out?
Well, yeah. If it was a wedding or something, there would be a problem.
What if you drew the line in the sand and said, "Look, they want to carve a bigger role for me. You're gonna have to go. take a stuffed animal as your plus one."
I don't know. I'm sweating already.
Okay, so Roberto would be out.
Well, I missed a wedding this fall because of Michigan State. It was in Florida. I didn't go. Yeah,
it's Alabama Auburn. It's for us up here. It's Alabama Auburn. So like, don't put your wedding on that day. And I love it when people who go to those schools still do it. Well, you're an asshole. Okay, that's how that works. Don't do that. It's bad enough you do it in the fall, but if you do it on Michigan State,
right?
And you went there, and your bridal party or your groomsmen went there, don't be an asshole. Don't do it. You can get married any other time of year. There's 52 weeks in the year. You got to take about 10 of them out. Because let's face it, the first couple weeks of the fall are bullshit when your team is beating up on DeVry and other, you know, bad schools. Not academically, but sports. Thank you. I don't want to get in trouble for insulting anyone. But no. All right. So here's my question. And then we got to get back to this David angle. But I'm fascinated with this. Because people always go, oh, you guys got the best job in the world. And I'm like, yeah, well, you don't work for the company you work for. Oh, look. Hey, the microphone just broke. Mid-pod. Here's my point to you. This is very exciting. What percentage of the time when you use that excuse do you know you're full of shit and you still go through with it? Because I'll give you my answer. I'll be totally transparent. Might get myself in trouble, but it's fine. I'm long enough into the relationship and I'm old enough where
Look, I also married a saint.
Can you give an example?
Of me?
Yeah, like one time where you knew it was bullshit.
Oh, generally most Saturday nights. Generally most Saturday nights, college football. Like, in all seriousness, do I need to sit there and watch Ohio State Purdue would be a bad example. I needed to watch
Stanford
that.
And Washington. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or
right.
Something
don't
like
need
that.
It. You know what I'll do, though, as the compromise? Is like, I'll go out, but Michigan State got to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be back by halftime. No, that's fine because games don't start till 8:15. Halftime's till 9:30. You can grab a 7 o'clock, 7:30 dinner. Take your wife to dinner and be back in the fold.
And you're staring at your watch the whole time.
No.
Company.
I'm checking my Score mobile just to make sure I'm up. All right, hold on. Let me give you another example. You want to talk advantages of this gig?
Mm-hmm.
And I do this shamelessly. You can tell me if I'm a jerk. I am notorious for streaming sporting events, even when out.
Yeah.
Well, I do the same. Man, I have that problem.
Like, I'll give you a great example. So, had friends in town, and they're from Vancouver. It's our job to entertain them, right? Do right. People want to come and visit you. You got to show them a big weekend. So, I took them out. Warriors were in town. Now, God knows. On a list of things I want to do, sitting at a Pistons game wouldn't fall in the top 1,000. But it's the championship game, SEC, and Ohio State Northwestern. I sat at that game. I was streaming the SEC championship game while, you know, vaguely looking at the court as the Warriors sleptwalked their way through.
Oh, I'd pay $1,000 for that video of that. watching the game.
I had it, but I'm like, what's more important in my world? I bought my friends drinks. I made sure they were having fun. I had Georgia, Alabama. I had to.
That's generally when I know someone's betting on the game. When I go to a restaurant and I see them streaming the game while they're at dinner, you know, cheering or something, I'm like, okay, they got to have money. Right. One of my buddies does it all the time.
Let me ask you this question. Streaming at a wedding.
Oh, I've done that before.
I've done it twice.
I've done that a few times.
Did it this year. Wisconsin? How about Michigan was playing Wisconsin?
Good team, yeah.
And one of my good buddies had his wedding. I wasn't pleased. But we were there, and guess who the most popular person at, well, there were two of us who were the most popular people at the wedding. We were the two people streaming that game who made it available for our entire table. And the wives are all pissed off, and I can't believe you're doing this. Blow it out your ass. How about that? Like, honestly, everyone in this room is either a State or a Michigan fan.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan's playing in prime time. What do you want me to tell you? You got to do it.
I streamed the Michigan-Cincinnati game a couple years back at a friend's wedding. All the groomsmen were coming over to the table. I was there watching it, wanted to know what the score was.
I saw it. So, like, go ahead, give it to me. What percentage of the time with Mrs. Sullivan do you know, without shadow of a doubt, I am completely full of shit? But I still use my job as an excuse to watch sports over her.
See, without exaggerating, I would probably say half the time.
Nice.
Because
nice.
The good thing is,
left himself some margin for marriage there.
Yeah. The good thing is that she is good about, and she likes watching sports, but she's good about the local teams where no problem at all. For instance, she went to Michigan State. We were in Miami last week. She actually took the initiative. We were sitting out in the sun. She took the initiative on her phone to stream the Michigan State game.
She should have took the initiative to put a little bit of sunscreen up there.
Yeah, well, that too.
forehead. Holy hell.
But no, where I can definitely get away with it is Lions, Michigan State. And obviously, if there's a big Tigers, Red Wings, whatever.
Yeah, right. What year is that, 2030? Yeah,
which isn't happening right now. But Where sometimes I won't get away with it is like some of the big NFL games on a Sunday or a Saturday, college games on a Saturday that I want to watch when she wants to go do something.
All right, but if you tell her, listen, I got to watch this, what's the response?
Generally, she's...
I hate you, I'm leaving you?
No, there's been like one argument where I can really think we got into it about.
Come on, take us inside then.
But that was more so because
Roberto's taking notes right now.
That was more so because she just didn't think that I needed to watch all these, sit on the couch for 10 hours on Sunday like I always do.
That
always.
Is crazy.
Every single Sunday. From,
I could never get
from 1
that.
To 11, 1 to midnight, right, I sit on the couch.
No way.
All right, so let me ask this question. This one's for David, because Roberto, I can't ask it with you, even though you are a parent. All right, David, you got the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You also have this job.
Mm-hmm.
You also have designs on hosting and furthering your career. All right. Now, how many times in the course of you having children, so it's got to be the last 8 years now, have you known I am completely and utterly full of shit, but I'm going to tell my wife I can't be a parent right now because I got to watch X. Because this is my fear and why we don't have children. I know it would be impossible for me to watch less.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead. I just need to know that the holiest guy on the show is still a bit of a scumbag inside.
Oh, it's more than half.
Well, it would have been Saturday. Saturday he was.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right.
The kids are crying in their rooms. But David's watching DK Metcalf.
Before the combine, I was just posted up. Watching my phone streaming, watching my tablet streaming. I was watching the television and the computer all in front of me because Ohio State Purdue was on. Kentucky and Tennessee was on. MSU and Indiana was on.
You didn't need to watch that.
FSU NC State was on.
Oh, my God.
LSU Bama was on. I was watching all those on the different devices that I had on
Saturday.
What did
she say?
Before the combine.
Because you keep your wife away from all of us. So this is where she's a mystery woman to all of us. I've met the lovely Mrs. Beauchesne. I have met several times the lovely Ms. Sullivan.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this, your wife, let me tell you something, a total enigma. We don't know her. Met her once, not even sure it was your real wife or if you just brought a random woman in off the street. But go ahead. Give me that argument.
There is actually no argument.
Ooh.
She understands. She completely understands. Now, she laughed on Saturday, took pictures of everything that was around
then
me.
And she started texting the guy she's dating.
I would hope not, but I will say this.
Now's a great time. Call me. He's busy with the tablet.
Sundays during the fall, because you all know I go to church.
You're
Sundays
kidding.
Sundays on the fall, here's what I do. I don't talk to anyone. When service is over, I'm straight to the door. She knows. Let's get the kids. I'm going because we got to go home because he has to watch football for the rest of the day.
And that's
no
be,
one talks to
there's
me.
There's no coffee hour or anything after?
No one I was talks gonna to say. Me. I go straight to the car.
See, that's a tough goodbye. It's almost like saying goodbye at a huge party, except it's church.
Mm-hmm.
David being one of the pastors and having that inside connection to the guy who runs the church, who is your uncle, correct?
Yes.
Dude, he's like Tony Robbins leaving a feel-good conference.
You hear him like peeling out of the parking lot.
Somebody's trying to say, hey, David, no, leave me alone. I am straight to the car.
The envelope didn't hit the bottom of the wicker basket, and David's peeling out and headed right down the road.
So let me ask you this, though, really, because I'm looking here at all the evaluations and tests that go into the NFL Combine.
Mm.
What are your, like, three favorites that you really, like, are talking to the TV and going, oh, my God.
Well, the reason why Saturday was so big for me was because the receivers were running routes. So that right there, where they're running the curl route, they're running the corner post route. Like, oh, that is what I love. That's why I like the receivers and seeing the quarterback,
I'm amazed.
Their timing, because their timing is going to be off because they're not the normal receiver they're throwing to.
Oh,
so I like
God.
To see that. And
Roberto,
the 40, of course.
Roberto, as you listen to this, it is what part of you inside is just dying?
I mean, I watched a little bit today on YouTube of Saturday, and some of it is really interesting.
But that doesn't count because
you're doing production. I can watch a 3-minute video, but for sit there for hours, no way.
Roberto's favorite part is the size measurements of the guys.
Yeah,
the
physical measurements.
Yeah, David's listing cone drill, 40-yard. Roberto's
yes.
like, what about bulge?
What's he measuring at? Well, guys, Sully here, and I want to talk to you for a moment about our good friends over at Copper Craft Distillery in Holland, Michigan. They've been killing it lately, winning all sorts of awards. And by the way, they do have a couple of really big announcements with stuff they have going on that we're going to keep you updated on the next couple weeks. But I've had basically everything that they've had, whether it's their bourbon, whether it's their whiskey, their gin, their vodka. Really, really good. Just saw them at the Detroit Whiskey Festival. They're doing really well. And it's worth checking out. Visit your local retailer, your local party store, your local liquor store, and just take a drink of Copper Craft, whether it's bourbon that you enjoy, right? Whether it's gin, whatever it is, give it a try. And I think you're going to be impressed. I think you're going to find that it's very, very good and that the quality speaks for itself. You're going to notice it as soon as you take a drink. Copper Craft Distillery, Holland, Michigan. Check it out. The website, of course, coppercraftdistillery.com. And they're also all over social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Search Copper Craft Distillery. Give them a follow. You're going to see a lot of great pictures, including how nice their bottles are as well. Really nice presentation on those. Copper Craft Distillery, Holland, Michigan.
I also love the linebacker drill where they have them running back and forth in the court and the coach is telling them which direction.
Can you stop?
I love seeing when the defensive lineman is cheating. Here's you can always tell he's trying to anticipate.
All right, here's what I would say. The combine ranks amongst the top unwatchable, not worth my time events. And I'll tell you why. Hold on, time out, though. I'm not being flippant. I have reasons for everything I say. Great example. DK Metcalf, the wide receiver out of Ole Miss. He goes out and runs a 4-3-3. That's ungodly. I found out about it. I saw a video of it.
Yeah, but what you didn't see live but is when he called his family. He's FaceTime, and he had a moment. It was emotional. It was on live television.
Let me help you and tell you what you can do with that moment. You can roll it up nice and tight and shove it right up your ass. I don't care about moments. You know what moments I want from DK Metcalf? Touchdowns. Productive fantasy seasons. I want him, if he ends up in a Lions uniform, to be the most dominating wide receiver in the league. David, all the window dressing. And by the way, I saw the moment with his family. It was touching. I didn't need to see it live.
Oh, I didn't need to see it live.
What is up with that, by the way? This new trend this year of guys crying after they run the 40?
Yeah,
this has never happened before.
Devin White did the same thing yesterday. Mike, he called his family.
I've never seen a player cry after the combine.
Mike! But the guy just ensured he's a top 10 pick. He just changed his life.
He would have been a top pick anyway.
He wouldn't have been a top 10 pick.
He wouldn't have been a top 10
pick. It's not like you're winning the, you know, you're winning the championship, winning the Super Bowl. You're crying after running at 40?
All right, let me ask you a question right now today. And Lord knows, there's nothing you could do with this radio station that's going to make you an additional $7 to $10 million this afternoon. But, if it happened that somehow, some way, you found out you just made an additional $7 million. You wouldn't have an emotional moment with your family telling them that they never have to work again, that they are taken care of, that all the hard work, the sacrifice, all the bullshit you've gone through as a player. I mean, Mike, you can't.
Yeah, I'm going to cry when I get drafted and put the hat on. I'm not going to cry after I test and run a 40-yard dash.
I cry every day I have to walk in this studio.
We've never seen it before. A couple guys have done it this year. Right. I don't like it.
Hey, okay. All right. Jesus. What are you, Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino?
It's weird. It's just a little weird.
Quit crying, you baby.
Yeah, you pussy. Jesus.
Soft.
All I look, here's the bottom line. This event does not need to be viewed live. Mm-hmm. And that is the premise for this list that Sully has come up. Because I have some. And look, we are sports geeks. Now, Roberto, oddly enough, I've already polled Roberto.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't watch any of these events, so he's all set.
Wow.
Well, he doesn't watch any sports.
I probably watch all of them.
This is where we're going to find this out. Mikey, start the list. Again, you want combine information, find out about it the next day. Find out about it on your social media or in print, because Lord knows the coverage is amazing. Don't need to watch it live. I want to see how many of my events are on the Sully list. Go ahead. And I want to re-explore this crying thing because I think you're being very heartless.
Yeah, so when I actually was looking some stuff up earlier, the number one most boring thing that when people were polled said that they watched on TV for sports, fundamentally disagree with this, PGA golf.
I watch.
Majors are awesome. Everything else, totally unwatchable.
I love watching golf.
I watch.
Okay, I'm just telling you, every other event has no bearing on this job. And no bearing on regular life. No, you know what I want to do? I want to go to the Waste Management Open. I don't want to watch it.
I was talking to somebody yesterday that when it's just such a party, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. Put me in Scottsdale and let's drink and enjoy the sun. And look at a guy swinging a stick. That's fine.
Yeah.
The majors are theater. The rest of it, no thank you. Next.
So the MLB All-Star Game.
Total garbage.
I watch.
Why?
Because it's the All-Star game. I just watch.
Okay, what are you, Ray Fossey? 1976, maybe. This thing is garbage now.
I love the pregame stuff. I love everything during the game.
I'm going to encapsulate this. Every All-Star game.
Pro Bowl, yeah.
Every All-Star
Besides
game.
Besides NBA.
Unwatchable. No need to watch it. Useless.
I watch all of them.
NBA, I love.
Can I? All right, let me offer. I'm the NBA geek on the show. I love the NBA. I would say both the NBA and the NHL, any game before January. And I admit it, I'm a loser. Raising my hand high in the sky with pride. I'm a loser. I watch. But if you're a regular guy, you're watching that stuff, ain't no need to watch that. The season's a million games long.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, basketball and hockey shouldn't start until Christmas Day. Sully seems angry. He stopped talking. What did I do?
No, I think that these games don't matter until post All-Star break, but the NBA All-Star game itself, I think it's the best All-Star game used by
to.
Far.
I used to. Grew out of it. Don't care about it. Hope they get rid of it. That's it. That's
don't
the long
get
and short
rid of it.
Get rid of it, and I like Adam Silver's idea going to a street tournament.
Yeah.
They've kind of moved that direction.
No, straight up. Just give me 3-on-3. We'll play a tournament. We'll do round robin. And what they should do is airlift in like $5 million in singles so they can all hit the Gold Club in Atlanta. Is that place still open? All the players can go to the strip club after the game. Money will be flying, be a big news story.
Yeah.
No, put $5 million in singles right at court. Make
shouldn't
seats
even,
out of money.
It shouldn't be in an arena. It should just be like at like the Rucker Park.
Yes. Yeah, the Drew League.
It's a fence.
Right, just chain link fence. I want the Rucker, and I want $5 million in bleachers. Yeah.
Dexter and Davis.
And the winning team takes home $5 million. Chop, chop.
I like that.
How about that? No, Sully hates my ideas. He's just gone silent.
I think it would be cool. The NBA already has kind of started to evolve with that, with the drafts and everything. But something like that would be fun.
Let me offer you another one. Any preseason games. MLB spring training, get rid of it. I don't need to see it. I don't need to read about it. Let me tell you what spring training means. Absolutely nothing. I've seen guys have look like Ted Williams in spring training. They have the worst fucking year of their life. Then there's guys, they go out, they can't hit worth shit. Oh, look, he just won the MVP. Spring training means zero. The coverage of it drives me up a wall. Any spring training, any preseason football, anything. Any preseason.
Can't get rid of football.
You don't need to get rid of it.
Mm-mm.
I don't need to watch it.
Mm-mm. I love it. I watch every game.
That's like the spring game in college football, too. That's what is on here. Spring games in college football. Because 100%. Those ESPN has been televising these incredibly more the past few years.
100% hard agree. Spring games are total garbage. You can't read anything out of them, and yet here's what happens. You get these geek reporters who breathlessly report about, ooh, Bobby O'Diddles had an unbelievable spring. Did you see him in the spring game? 8 catches for 101. And the fucking guy doesn't play all year. It's trash.
I'm really starting to feel like a loser because I watched the spring game.
Feel like it.
Oh, my God.
Let us be the ones to confirm it for you.
My God.
How much of this do you watch?
I watch the entire spring game. I do.
So what about another one on here than the Senior Bowl?
I watched that, too.
No time for it.
Look, you could even put more bowl games in general. There's 40 of them now.
David even watches NASCAR.
I do sometimes. Daytona 500.
Oh, God.
Indy 500.
All right, I tell you right now, if you come in here in an M&M's jacket or something, I'm out. Like, I'm finding a new
He has come in with an M&M shirt before.
Right? With a shirt, yes.
We're not doing radio in Knoxville, all right? You come in a tie jacket, I'm finding a new call screen.
Daytona 500.
Could you imagine?
Bristol 500. You
want to
watch that?
You want to talk about stuff I have no interest in? Just put auto racing in general. My God. Winter's here, and that means energy bills are rising. You can reduce your power bill with help from Power Home Solar, the number one residential solar provider in Michigan and one of the top solar installation companies in the entire USA. Power Homes installs American-made panels with a 30-year warranty. It allows you to own your power, not just continually rent it from a power company. As an official partner of the Detroit Lions, the company installed solar panels at Ford Field and the Allen Park facility earlier this year and seeks to continue building a movement towards cleaner, greener energy by seeing if solar is right for your home. Go to powerhome.com. That's powerhome.com. Or you can give them a call, 1-800-SOLAR-15. That's 1-800-SOLAR-15 to schedule your free solar consultation today. Don't rent your power. Own it with help from Power Home.
So what about this one? Another huge event. We see it televised every single year. Wimbledon.
Respect it. I'm fine if people watch that. Tennis is actually not terrible on television. The skill is unbelievable. I'm going to go hard disagree there. I think that's worth catching a little bit of. You're not a loser if you watch it. Plus, it's on in the morning. You have a little coffee.
Yes.
You're in your underwear. You watch a little Nadal.
I watch it.
I like Serena's outfits. I look for that.
The one suit.
Leave it to Roberto, the most depraved guy on this show. Dude, you got problems, man.
It's the first thing I think of.
So the NCAA College Hockey Championship.
Is that really a thing?
It is.
I'm kidding. I know it's a thing.
The no, Frozen Four?
It's always,
Frozen Four, yeah.
It's always funny. Once in a while, you make fun of college hockey on the air, like as a one-liner, oh, and you man. Get these angry dweebuses. Well, you, how can you say that? What about the Great Lakes Invitation? Get out. College hockey. Yeah, let's watch Merrimack and Clarkston settle out. Quinnipiac's got a big game tonight. Go away.
I do not watch that.
All right, so tell me if you believe this. This is the number one rising sports television event to be broadcasted over the past few years.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's cornhole.
Oh, my God.
It is statistically yep. the most rising event in yep. terms of broadcast, no, broadcast Roberto, and airtime.
Roberto, he's right. Oh it's my. On all the time now. And this leads me to my point. And I'm being serious. We're in the business. And maybe this isn't good for me to say, but I really don't care. What percentage of televised sports could we get rid of and we wouldn't miss a thing?
Anyone that takes 10 feet away, it's 10, a bar is 10 feet away from where the game is being played. Bowling, cornhole.
Bowling, sure, there's another one. That's no, on serious. Here.
Like, think about where we are. Live sports in general. We're not just feeding one network with sports. We're feeding multiple, mm-hmm. plus regionals, 24/7. You want to leave the interview shows? You want to leave some room for high school sports? Fine. I don't want to be impolite to our prep coverage. But what percentage of live sports could we get rid of and we'd never notice? Answer it seriously. My number may shock you. That's I may be in real
I would
trouble
say here. I would say upwards of 80%.
Right.
Wow. All right, that's above mine.
It's a lot of stuff that you just aren't you're never going to watch.
Well, think about this. I mean,
there's so many channels too.
Like yesterday, did LaSalle versus who was it? LaSalle St. Joe's or whatever? Did that need to be on television?
No,
I didn't even tune in, and I love college hoops, and I'm a goof.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's shit that's on television I can't believe. Like I'm fine. The other day, Houston played Central Florida. I wanted to see Taco yes. Fall, the 7'6" kid for UCF. Plus, Houston's supposed to be good, even though I know Kelvin Sampson's a fraud. Mm-hmm. And of course, Houston lost.
Yes, they did.
But I watched some of that. Okay, you can yell at me. That can be on. Houston's ranked.
What about Nevada, Utah State? It was.
I caught the fracas after the game.
Yes.
When some of the coverage, I still don't know what was going on. And we got people breaking fire extinguishers yes. and cursing, and I'm going, "What is this?" No, but I mean, look. Percentage, Sully's not far off. I just think this is where we talk about the live sports bubble bursting, where the at-home experience is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's happening with watching sports. I mean, the ratings that some of this shit has to draw has got to be utterly embarrassing.
Mm.
And when you look at it, you've got people cutting the cord. You've got people changing how they're doing it. I know for me, look, I watch things that no average fan should watch because I do this for a living. But in general, my number, Mike, wasn't quite 80%, but I said half. I think one of every two games and one of every two shows that is on television could disappear tomorrow. And I don't think that 90% of people would even notice.
The debate shows, the stuff like that in general?
You could cancel all of those yeah. for all I care.
Yeah.
They're absolutely
the
atrocious.
Morning shows, yeah.
Awful. No, I mean, like Roberto would be a case study in it. Yeah, 90% of things could disappear. You never know the difference.
Like, oh, it's so easier to find the stuff that I want to watch now.
Right, there's only yeah. seven channels. No, but I mean, think about it. Think about all the things that are on. Could half disappear?
Yeah, for sure.
And what difference would it make?
Like, I didn't even know ESPNU still existed. There was a game on ESPNU.
Yep.
I'm like, what? They're sending me where?
Well, luckily, because Michigan State's offense is so piss poor, we get relegated to ESPNU like once a year when we play Central. It looks like somebody filmed a goddamn graduation on a camcorder. you've got like announcers who sound like they're hammered. Okay, remember all that? You remember Dan Hawkins, the old coach?
Yes.
This ain't intramurals, brother.
Yeah.
I remember a couple years in a row, he was like locked into being the official MSU bullshit preseason matchup on ESPNU guy. No, I mean, that's.
Wow.
Dude, nothing worse than when your team's relegated to like standard def.
Mm-hmm.
Pac-12 network, for whatever reason, comes in on our cable system as standard def.
Wow.
Makes me want to watch a game.
Wow.
If you're not broadcasting in HD, just pull the plug.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Come on now.
Stanford, Colorado.
Yeah.
Like, what?
In standard def. I'm like, oh my God, that's it. Time to call it a day.
Rough.
Mike, anything on this list that we had missed? Sporting events that are simply not worth watching.
I'll give you one more, and this is one that I actually do enjoy watching. We were actually talking about this the other day. World Series of Poker.
Hard disagree. I think that's like the male version of, you know, Housewives of Bullshit Land.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah. cheap thrills. It's reality TV. Yeah. You get some of these guys who play it up for the camera.
Yep.
If you know a little bit about cards, it can be interesting. A lot of money on the line.
I love watching it.
I don't mind. You know what that is? Reality TV for dudes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not sitting down and watching Vanderpump or yeah. whatever it is. My sisters watch that. But, World Series of Poker, intriguing. There's nothing wrong with that. It's cheap. Good. You can keep that around. Now, the bullshit where, like, the lumberjack games and all that crap, nah, nobody needs to see that.
What about, like, X Games?
I watch that.
David, how are you even married?
I don't know sometimes,
Holy
actually.
Shit.
What about MMA?
I don't watch
UFC,
that.
MMA, that's huge.
No, listen, that's a hard disagree as far as any issue with it. There's no problem with MMA. People love it.
Big one this weekend. I mean, I was out at Dave and Buster's with my kids, and the whole bar was full of everybody watching this UFC
match. Oh, I would love
match.
To see that scene. UFC on the TV.
Kids running around.
You got people being super competitive, like playing video games, and here's Roberto bitching about the playlist.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, he was bitching probably because the bar was so crowded. It took too much time
too much
to get
service.
Him a drink.
Yeah. They needed more staff. More staff.
Is that still popular? People going out to, like...
Must be.
Yeah, right. It is very popular.
Well, like, to me, you can't go there if you don't have kids, right? You just look like a goofball.
That is, yeah, that's true. I've never seen kids in there
have
when
kids
I've gone.
With you if you
well,
go to
I think
Busters.
If you're on a date, or, you know, significant other, I think it's cool. Hey, but if you're just a dude hanging out in there,
time
a
out.
Date.
Who takes a date to Dave and Buster's?
I saw a bunch of it on Saturday.
How old were these people?
20s, 30s.
Oh, that's to me automatic. I can't imagine if that's a date. You're out. You got no shot. Honestly, that's where she calls an Uber and doesn't even ride home with you.
Yeah.
Unless she's an aspiring MMA fighter, but that's not usually the case.
Like, what do you do? You go and play air hockey with your date? What are you, 12?
Then you bring her back to your apartment, show her all your action figures.
Comic books. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. All right, thanks for listening. As always, don't forget radio.com, iTunes. If you'd be kind enough, subscribe, listen, give it a review, and do us a favor, keep listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks as always.